It's Monday, December 19th, 2016. I'm your host, Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast, powered by Sharpologist.com. Welcome back, everyone, to the final Wet Shaving News Podcast of the year. That's it. This 2016 is a wrap. We're finished with it, just about. Holidays are coming, and that'll be it, and then we'll move on to 2017. Looking forward to that as well, guys. 2016 was a real big year for the podcast and wet shaving in general, and I'd like to take the opportunity to talk about it right now. The year in review. We're going to talk about the previous year, 2016, and what happened in wet shaving and on the podcast month by month this episode. So stay tuned, and let's get on with the show. So 2016 was a very, very interesting year for wet shaving, and it all started out in January with the introduction of the Bevel Safety Razor and product line. I don't know if you guys remember, but the Bevel Safety Razor is one of the first quality safety razors that you can actually purchase at a brick and mortar location. They are available at Target, and they came out with several accessories to go with the actual safety razor itself. There's a shaving brush and some products as well. Really awesome to see a double-edged safety razor in a store that's actually a quality one, not maybe a cheaper one or anything like that. Really cool. Very exciting to see that. That was a big, big, big step for wet shaving. That was back in January. We also had the interview with Yoshimoto bladesmith Murray Carter. If you guys remember who Murray Carter is, he's the guy that shaves with the weird stuff. He shaves with spoons. He shaves with axes. He shaves with machetes. He shaves with broken kitchen knives, all that good stuff. Really interesting guy. Very, very knowledgeable in wet shaving and bladesmithing. And it was a really good interview. I really enjoyed that one. That was my first interview, by the way. And I had a lot of fun with that. So check that one out, too, if you're having some withdrawals of interviews. Also, we had the introduction of the Maggard Synthetic Brush line, which came out. That came out in January as well. So that was really awesome. And January was a great month. A lot going on then. And it was definitely a learning experience for us here at the Wet Shaving News Podcast as well. So moving right along to February, we had the email interview with a representative from the Illinois Strop Company. A lot of guys own Illinois Strops or have for many years, but we didn't really know much about the company. I was able to get a hold of somebody over there and find out a few things, not too much, but I guess, you know, beggars can't be choosers. We did find out about the company, and it was a very interesting interview as well. So that happened actually in February. And there was also an awesome article by Blade and Shave that we discovered self-destructing safety razors and mistakes were made. Basically an article that goes over what happened with vintage safety razors and why they changed them and what broke and what mistakes were made during that. Really cool. Found that out in February, and that is on one of the February episodes, so really awesome article. We also had the introduction of the new Gillette Platinum Plus DE blade. Yep, that's right. That was only in February. The Gillette Platinum Plus, that's the Brazilian blade that is now available in grocery stores. So you can, if you go to a grocery store or a pharmacy, you'll see some of those blades around. And it was a real stepping stone for wet shaving in general when Gillette is actually admitting that there's a market for double-edged razors, not just the cartridge razors that they make. So it was a really big, for us, it was a big stepping stone for the wet shaving community, a big plus, and it was really cool. So the Platinum Plus blades, that was only in February, so it wasn't that long ago. And we also had the introduction of the website shavemeetup.com. That's right, the website that was designed to help organize a meetup with your friends, and just provides free advertising, and the guys and gals over there do a great job at setting it up. So give them a shout out, shavemeetup.com. That was still only in February, so not that long ago. In March, we featured the Stories of the Shave, the Rockwell Realities. This is a whole story on the making of the Rockwell Razor Company and their products as well. Andrew did a great job with this interview. It was very interesting. It's about an hour long, so if you have some time, listen to it. If you're in the car and you're traveling this holiday season and everybody's sleeping in the back, that's when I like to put on my podcast and listen to some good podcasts. And this is one to listen to. This is an episode to listen to when you're in a car for a long time. Very interesting. Check it out, Stories of the Shave, and that was in March. But in April, we had the introduction of West Coast Shaving's their own brand of safety razors. There's several different ones out there, and they still carry them today. That was in April. We also had the release of the S&V Cosmo line, which was a very anticipated release, and that came out in April as well. And I cannot forget the Big Shave West. The largest wet shaving meetup, probably on record, was in April back in Pasadena, California. It was really awesome, guys. If you check it out, go on to the Big Shave West. Just Google that, and you'll find a lot of stuff. That was at the Old Town Shave Company, which was in Pasadena. Check it out. They're going to do it again this year. So if you're in the area, check definitely. We'll keep you in the loop. Don't worry on that. In May, we had Mark's appearance on the TV show The List. He had an appearance talking about cartridge razors and safety razors. That was Mark Mantic 59's appearance. That was a really cool episode and very big stepping stone as well for wet shaving to see somebody on TV. So, hey, great. That was The List. That happened out in May. We had a guest interview with Brian from the Tampa Shave Company. That was also in May. A new company back in Tampa, a barbershop turned product. He's had a lot of success with his products. He's got some new razors, brushes, soaps, everything coming out. So check them out, Tampa Shave Company. And also we had the interview, Mark's interview with Captain's Choice, and we had the introduction of the new Wade & Butcher line that came out in May. In June, June was full of mini casts with interviews with our many vendors that we love over here at the What Shaving News podcast, and they make some great products. So Mark had a bunch of interviews with Mickey Lee Soap Works. He had an interview with Katie's Bubbles. He had an interview with Beaver Woodwright, and he also had an interview with Sapone Di Palo, which is really, really cool interviews. Check them out. They're not too long, so they're just enough. They get just the amount of information you're going to need, and they're really interesting as well. So that was in June. During June, I didn't believe we did much with podcasting. I was actually traveling a lot in June for work, so I wasn't home. But we had some cool stuff going on. In July, we went over the interview with Barrister and Mann. That was one of the mini-casts. The Guide to Honing Articles came out and were introduced. That's on the Sharpologist website. We also went over my trip to Pasteur's Pharmacy in New York City. We had an interview with the Chiseled Face Company. We also had my trip to the Theater Pharmacy in Lexington, Massachusetts. And what's cool about Theater Pharmacy, it's in one of the oldest areas in our country, right by where the Battle of Lexington was fought. And they had some traditional wet shaving supplies and stuff, a really cool display. I didn't really get to see too much. They didn't have too many products. It's not like Pasteur's, but it was very cool. And we also had an interview with Through the Fine Craft, and an interview with Henry Victoria, which is another artisan or company, I'm sorry. And we had a lot of great. That was when Mantic was coming out with an interview every week. So he covered a lot of the artisans that we deal with on a daily basis. It's really cool to see what everybody's view is on their products and what makes them come out to a business and what makes them come out and their inspiration and stuff like that. It's awesome. I just really find it interesting. Everybody's different, and everybody's product is a reflection of themselves. So I really enjoy these interviews, and it's great that they're archived and we can listen to them anytime we want. So in addition to July, well, what do we have next? We have August, right? So August, we discussed a little bit of the replating razor service. We discussed their the different services you can get and how people are painting them and having them done in gold, rhodium, so all this good stuff, different metals. We also discussed a little bit about Facebook trolls. I remember that was an issue back then. Not really an issue now. And just best thing with the Facebook trolls or wet shaving trolls is to not feed the troll. And we also had a little issue of Toggle Fever. The Gillette Toggle, we saw a ton of those getting sold around August. And we discussed that as well. In September, we had Straight Razor Designs' new website come out, and that was really a big deal because Straight Razor Designs, one of the older companies out there, distributors out there for wet shaving supplies, and when they came out with a new website, we made a new look and everything. That was really awesome news, so check that out. the story behind artisan products discussion. And just kind of like what I just mentioned a few minutes ago, how those interviews that Mark had with several artisans really inspired me to see what these guys and girls do with their company and what makes their inspiration. So that was really cool. We discussed that in September as well. There was a Real Men publication, 7 Tips for the Best Shave of Your Life. That was a really interesting article we went over. And we finished off September with the fall seasonal product special. That was with all of the fall seasonal products I could find. We featured them all into one episode, and I really enjoyed that one, and we're going to continue that for next year. So that's definitely going to stay with us. We're going to do that all the seasons and have them all together when they come out. That got a lot of positive feedback on that one. So guys, thank you very much for listening to that. And it is archived, so check it out, the Fall Seasonal Product Special. October, we discussed to bloom or not to bloom when shaving with your soaps. That's blooming is adding water to your soap to loosen it up a little bit and to open up the scent. And we discussed doing it or not doing that. So what were the pros and cons? We also discussed we had a straight razor storage tip, which is just basically how we store razors, how I store my straight razors, and how to keep them lasting forever, or at least for your lifetime. And Blades Grim had a new Kickstarter for an SE razor. It's a single edge razor, which is an artisan style razor, which we're going to see hopefully in the near future. And we also went over how to load a Schick injector with a little quick video. Schick injectors can be a little intimidating at first. They're really easy to load the blades, but it's really cool. And we had the release of the new razor from Phoenix Accoutrements, which was the Prismatic, which was based on an old French razor, the Kirby Shave Company razor design. Very interesting razor. Check out the Prismatic. That was a big stepping stone for wet shaving as well. And can't mention the Prismatic without mentioning the Razor Rock Hawk. Boy, this razor had a lot of press and is still hard to get. The Hawk is a affordable SE, a single edge safety razor that takes artist style blades, and is very still limited production. Priced at like $24.95 or $99, and it's a really great value. Awesome. Aluminum's construction. We have a review coming up on that soon too, so stay tuned for that. Really awesome. That came out in October. And we also discussed what scents bring back memories to you discussion. That was just what scents bring back any childhood or any memory in general that you would think that would just stop you dead in your tracks. We discussed that as well in October. And November, we went over a stropping trick. One of my stropping trick videos on how to actually learn how to strop without folding the blade or folding the bevel and destroying it. So we learned how to do that as well. We had an email with Bluebell Shaving where I had a discussion with Casey from Bluebell Shaving on how his company's turned around, or has his company, I'm sorry, has came to life. And we'll have a review on his product coming up in the next month or so. The release of the Guide to 18th Century Shaving. This is an article that I wrote that took me a long time to write. I did that on Shave Straight and Safe, and I just wanted to get all the 18th century, 1700s information I could find, and still artisans and vendors that are still in business from that time all together onto one page. So that came out in November as well. We had Maggard's. Received a visit from a U.S. senator. That was a really big one to take a look at some smaller businesses. He came by and visited the Maggard clan over there, and he had a great time as well. The Maggard's family. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. But he also noticed that we also the wet shaving storage video tip that came out also in November. And that was just using the fishing tackle boxes and how to put your stuff in there and your brushes and your razors and stuff, all the good stuff. And how to convert a friend or when to convert a friend to wet shaving discussion. That was also in November. In December, the last show we had was last 2 weeks ago. And we had the release of the new razor by Parker, the Variant Adjustable. Yeah, that was really awesome. That's the first adjustable razor by Parker. It's fully adjustable with a twist to open top. We also had the Wet Shaving News shave brush introduction. That was my brush, my custom brush that I had with the Wet Shaving News logo and on one side, and my other side on the other. That was a really cool brush. I went over that as well with pictures. and the winter seasonal guide, which was the most fun I've had making a guide yet. That was really awesome. That had all the winter seasonal products, and there was some really interesting stuff there. We also went over the Sharpologist gift giving guide as well. So that was also in December. That was actually the last podcast. And that brings our year to an end, guys. That's it. We have 2016 in the bank now with the podcast and with Wedge Shaming in general. We look forward to 2017. I can see a lot of positive things happening then. And we'll have a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to 2017 and have fun with all of our friends and family of the wedge shaving world. So I've been talking about a big announcement that's for the last couple of weeks. And, well, I'm going to discuss it right now. The big announcement is the Wedge Shaving News podcast will be not ceasing operation, but will be archived. And we're going to start a new podcast with a new name and new identity. Hopefully, my original goal was to start it off the first week of January, but I'm a little delayed from work because I'm a retail manager and it's just nuts right now. I just don't have time to put it all together the way I want to. So I'm looking to shoot for February. So yeah, we're going to have a new podcast with a new name in February, hopefully. Hopefully February, the first show of February will be the new podcast name. Now, one thing not to worry, all the Wedge Shaving News arc interviews, all the good stuff we've done, all the episodes will be archived. So you can always listen to it. We just won't be adding any more to it in February. As of right now, that's my original plan. It may go on longer. I don't know at the moment once I can get everything going. And the reasoning for this is just to create an identity, a different identity for actually for myself and for the podcast in general. The podcast is we'd like to expand. I really want to expand social media and go on to Facebook and Twitter and start really getting more involved in social media. And I just can't right now with the Wedge Shaving News platform. So it's going to still be on Sharpologist, the new podcast, and the name is being the new name and everything and the logo and everything is being worked on right now. There's nothing to worry about. I'm still going to be on the show. It's still going to be the same layout and everything. Just going to have a different name, maybe some different theme music, and maybe a few different ideas coming up. But we're really excited about it. It's going to happen soon, and it's going to be great. So, guys, again, thank you for listening to the Wedge Shaving News podcast this week. Special shout out to Mark, aka Mantic59, for letting us use his platform and being the wet shaver that he is and all his support. And most of all, guys, you are the viewers are most important part of the Wedge Shaving News podcast and podcasting in general. Let me tell you, it's a lot of fun. I look forward to everybody's emails and discussions in the future. 2017 is looking like a great year, guys. So remember to keep sending me the emails and everything like that. Don't worry about the new show. It's going to be great, and it's going to be on the same spot. You're going to still see it on the Sharpologist, so it's no issues right there. Our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. And guys, remember to join us on the Wet Shavers Roundtable every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And our next show will be in January of 2017. So I look forward to seeing you guys next year. Happy and healthy holiday season. And have a happy new year. Until next time, guys. Shave safe and shave straight. Have a good one.